Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cici Davis, ecstatic as always to be with you. But today, exceptionally excited because of the inauguration. He is back. Donald Trump is back, back in the White House, back as the leader of the Republican Party, back to putting the America First agenda as the priority agenda going forward for at least the next 4 years, and passing that baton to the very next Republican president. We're going to get into that and so much more. But for those of you who are just joining the show, welcome. You couldn't have picked a better episode. Appreciate having you. Please come on back next time. Tell someone else about the show. Come on back and keep spreading the word. For those of you, the ride or dies, the ones who tune in on a regular basis with consistency, I so very much appreciate your support. Thank you so very much. In all seriousness, I could not, would not, and wouldn't want to do this without you. But whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it is this: to please like, to please share and subscribe and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this episode. Now, as you can see, I am super excited. So very excited because the man is back. Donald J. Trump back in the seat. Can we all just take a moment to appreciate the fact that Donald J. Trump is back in the White House? I mean, it's like that one Netflix show you thought was canceled, but boom, it's back for another season, and it's got even higher ratings than ever. 70% of the vote? Are you kidding me? 70% of the electorate, 70% of Americans voted Donald Trump in. Folks, even Tom Brady doesn't win by that much. Trump is like a political Rocky Balboa, knocking him down, counting him out. But here he is, gloves on, ready to make America great again, again. And you know what's the best part? The best part is he's bringing the energy of a 25-year-old TikToker with the wisdom of someone who's been fired from The Apprentice by himself. All by himself. I am loving it. I'm ecstatic. The cabinet, as an Avengers team, right? This is what his cabinet is like. It's like an Avengers team. And let's talk about Trump's cabinet picks while we're at it. It's like he assembled the Avengers, but with suits and MAGA hats. You've got a Secretary of Energy who's ready to drill, a Homeland Security chief who's got Border Patrol on speed dial, Homan, and the new Secretary of Commerce. That guy's already bringing jobs back faster than Amazon delivers packages. And that's pretty dang fast, okay? Trump's like, forget bipartisanship. I'm running this ship like a business. He's running America like a business, okay? He's taking your concerns seriously, and he's running it like a business. You're either hired, fired, or tweeting about it, okay? Let's be honest about that. And can we just imagine the first cabinet meeting? Try to be there. Try to just imagine what that first cabinet meeting is going to be like. Trump's walking in with a red tie so long, it doubles as a roadmap for the economy. And he's like, all right, folks, let's get to work. And remember, no more crying in politics unless it's tears of winning. Winning, winning. Look, love him or hate him, and I absolutely love him, always has, never wavered. Your girl was on point since the moment he made the announcement and came down those golden escalators. Love him or hate him, you've got to admit, Trump's comeback story is legendary. He's the ultimate underdog who never sees himself as the underdog. He's an outsider, but he's so in. He was an outsider, but everybody wanted him in, and I love it. Biden, on the other hand, spent 4 years putting America to sleep, including himself, and Trump's like the alarm clock you cannot snooze. Wake up, Americans. Wake up, savages. Wake up, America. It's winning time. Winning. And he's already on a roll. We know who the true active president is right now. Okay? It's Donald J. Trump. The border, fixed. The economy, booming. Free speech, back in business. Trump's like, America is the house and I'm the landlord. And guess what? Rent is due, baby. So buckle up, folks, because Trump 2.0 is here and nothing, absolutely nothing, is stopping his train. All aboard the Trump Express. It's magnificent. Okay? Magnificent. Now, let's give it up for the comeback king of politics, the one and only Donald J. Trump. I mean, after 4 years of personal attacks, lawsuits, and even two assassination attempts under Democrat rule, the guy's still standing taller than the Trump Tower himself. You know what they're calling him now? Teflon Don 2.0, because nothing, absolutely nothing, sticks to this guy. Seriously. The man has been through more than a Marvel superhero, and he's still coming out with a winning smile, tan skin, great hairdo, wonderful attitude, great perspective, a beautiful spirit, okay? A red tie, and the best one-liners in the game. Shutting down legacy media, shutting down Democrat reporters. I love it. Love it. It's like he's the Rocky Balboa of politics. It's not about how hard they hit you. It's about how huge your comeback is. Believe me. And nobody comes back bigger, better, stronger than ever than Donald J. Trump. Here's the secret sauce. And let's talk about resilience. Resilience is that secret sauce. Most people would have folded after half the stuff Trump went through. Impeachments, investigations, lawsuits that make Perry Mason's caseload look light. But not the Donald, not the Don, not the Big D. He's out here playing political 4D chess while his critics are still stuck trying to figure out checkers. And the assassination attempts? Please. Trump's like, you can't take me down. You cannot take me out. You can't cancel me. I'm a ratings machine. He's probably told Secret Service, don't worry. I'll dodge better than Biden dodges questions at a press conference. He's so tough that when life gives him lemons, he sells them as part of the next big Trump-branded lemonade empire. That's who is in office for the next 4 years. It's the ultimate comeback, folks. Trump isn't just back. He's better than ever. The Democrats threw everything at this guy, absolutely everything. And what did he do? He came back swinging with an America First agenda, a loyal fan base, 70% of Americans voting him in, and the kind of energy that makes the Energizer Bunny look lazy, okay? He's rewriting the rules of politics, proving once and for all that you can't cancel Donald J. Trump. Make it known, that is now a fact. It's not an opinion. You cannot cancel Donald J. Trump. He's the king of comebacks, the sultan of success, and most importantly, the man who's going to make America great again. So buckle up, America, because Trump's on top and nothing, absolutely nothing, is stopping this train. Now, with all that enthusiasm and all that excitement, and man, did that feel good, we got to bring up Michelle Obama. Tisk, tisk, right? Skipping the inauguration, which, of course, we all applaud. Happy, yay, who needs ya? And let's address the cankles in the room. Okay, Michelle Obama is skipping the inauguration. I know. We're all so crushed. We're crushed. How will we ever go on without seeing her side-eyeing the crowd in judgment? Honestly, folks, does anyone actually care? Will anyone even notice? Unless she's planning to roll in with her vegetable garden and lecture us on kale chips, I think the ceremony will survive just fine. Who needs ya? Good riddance. The seats will still be filled. The crowds will still gather. 70% of voting Americans will still be cheering and celebrating. Some people even taking the day off to celebrate, okay, that Donald Trump is back in the White House, raising his hand, swearing an oath to take care of Americans, to take care of America, to protect the Constitution, right? To put the America First agenda into effect for the next 4 years. Again, getting it ready for the next generation of Republicans to stay on top and run this country. And America will indeed, without Michelle Obama, move forward, just without the condescending glares from the former First Lady. And let's be honest, if she's not going to show up, I say we donate her seat to someone who will actually enjoy being there. You know, like a patriotic citizen who actually knows the Pledge of Allegiance. In all seriousness, folks, January 20th, 2025, marks a triumphant return for the 45th president as he once again assumes the mantle of leadership, reigniting the spirit of optimism and hope that defines his first presidency. And you remember what that was like. It was glorious. Black people got nothing to complain about, with unemployment being the lowest it's ever been. Hispanics, the same thing. Native Americans, the same thing. With 70% of the American people casting their votes for his bold vision of renewal, President Trump's return signifies not just a Republican victory, but a reaffirmation of the nation's commitment to the principles of freedom, prosperity, and American exceptionalism. God, it's good to be American. It's so good to be free. It's good to be a child of the Most High God. Oh, gosh, I'm feeling good. His inauguration speech, filled with confidence and determination, set the tone for an administration poised to deliver on its promise to truly make America great again by prioritizing the needs of the American people above all else. I want American dominance. Do you hear me? For the next 4 years, I want Greenland. I want the Gulf of America, not the Gulf of Mexico. I want to get Canada to get in line. Okay. American dominance, because that's where we belong, on top, first place. One of the defining moments of Trump's return to the office is the assembly of a powerhouse cabinet filled with loyal, results-driven leaders. Okay, his appointees reflect his America First agenda, prioritizing experienced patriots committed to securing the border, reigniting the economy, and restoring law and order. Criminals actually getting arrested for committing crimes, going straight to jail and not being let out. Notable names in the cabinet include seasoned conservatives, private sector innovators, and national security hawks ready to defend America's interests at home and abroad. Okay, we know Holman, Kash Patel, Pete Hegseth, right? And many others, RFK, Elon Musk, Ramaswamy, just to name a few. Okay, this is Duffy. Okay, we got some stellar leaders that are actually going to lead, who have actual competence to lead this country. And they're all going to sit around Trump and they're going to give their opinions and they're going to be honest with him, but they will have Americans' interests at heart, right? These selections demonstrate Trump's unwavering commitment to putting together a team that will work tirelessly like him to reverse the policies of the Biden administration and restore trust in the federal government. Because Americans right now do not trust government. They don't trust the abbreviated agencies. It's at an all-time low, rightfully so, totally justified. Trump's reelection also serves as a powerful repudiation of Joe Biden's presidency, which Republicans have long criticized as a period of economic stagnation, not just Republicans, but Americans in general, especially the whole of the working class, the middle class, working Americans, international weakness also, and cultural division. In stark contrast to Biden's record of rising inflation, okay, energy dependence, and an unsecure border, Trump's first term was marked by robust economic growth, energy independence, and historic trade deals that put American workers first. His tax cuts and deregulation spurred unprecedented prosperity, creating a sharp contrast to Biden's bureaucratic policies that stifled innovation, stifled growth. Trump's second term promises to build on his past successes, ensuring that America regains its standing as a global leader in every single sphere. Under President Trump's leadership, American society is poised to return to a state of civility, prosperity, and unity. His administration is set to prioritize free speech. This is why I'm excited. This is why I'm so very excited. Free speech, standing firm against cancel culture, and restoring a culture of open dialogue and mutual respect. Civil discourse. Remember that term? Okay. Trump's dedication to the First Amendment will empower Americans to express their ideas
freely without fear of censorship and cancel or retribution. This commitment to liberty will serve as a cornerstone for healing cultural divisions and fostering a more inclusive and dynamic society. Now, when I say inclusive, I mean it in the red way, okay? Meaning every single one. I really, truly mean everyone, everyone's perspective. Central to Trump's second term is his bold plan to address the nation's challenges head on, starting with a comprehensive deportation agenda to secure the southern border and end the chaos created by unchecked illegal immigration. We have people living amongst us who we don't know who they are, what their intentions are. They brought harm. They've taken and drained resources. Okay. They are here illegally. We have rules for a reason. We need order. By restoring law and order at the border, Trump will ensure the safety of American communities and protect the nation's sovereignty. It's just that simple, folks. His economic policies will focus on bringing jobs back to American shores, revitalizing manufacturing, and unleashing the full potential of the American workforce. With Trump at the helm, he's a rock star. My goodness. The U.S. economy is set to roar back with a vengeance, offering new opportunities for all Americans, truly all, not just the elite, but truly all. Donald Trump's return to the presidency signifies a renewed commitment to placing America back on top, both domestically and internationally. His bold vision for the future, coupled with his proven track record of success, inspires confidence that the best days of the nations lie ahead. They're before us, folks, and nothing will deter Trump from delivering on his promises to prioritize the American people and reclaim America's rightful place as the leader of the free world. This is all I'm asking. It's not much, okay? But a nation that is founded in Christian Judeo-values should and is supposed to be on top. We're supposed to be first because we have the most amazing we serve the one and true God, right? And any nation that falls under that should be first, will be first. It's just rightful, okay? With unwavering resolve and the support of the American people, President Trump is back, baby. He's back, stronger and more determined than ever, ready to lead the nation into a new era of greatness. And I, for one, am obviously, just like you, I'm sure, so very excited, okay? We need to talk about the end of DEI, from a perspective that I'm sure so many of you share with me, the decline of wokeism and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the corporations, the workplace, and the American society at large represents a victory for common sense and meritocracy. Okay. The end is, it's on its way out, folks. Okay. Get your broom, sweep it on out the door. Now, for years, as you know, Americans have witnessed the far left's agenda infiltrate every corner of life, from boardrooms to classrooms, with a focus on identity politics and divisive narratives. These movements, under the guise of inclusivity, pushed policies that often prioritize optics over outcomes. And all it's done is force employees and businesses to toe an ideological line that alienated most people. Now, a growing backlash from the public is sending a clear message, and it is this. Americans have had enough. They've had it up to here of being lectured and divided, and they are reclaiming their institutions. Now, some of this is because corporations are just smart and they realize that Donald Trump is back in and he means business. And when they see who he's picking it for cabinetry, they realize like, we better not play around. Okay. These people are serious. Cash Patel is no joke. He's going to come in, lay the hammer down. I, for one, am so excited about that. The corporate embrace of wokeism and DEI has alienated not only employees, but also consumers. I'm on that side. I'm a consumer. Businesses that once prided themselves on innovation and profitability have found themselves ensnared in a web of political correctness, and they have prioritized social justice slogans over serving their own customers. We need to put an end to this. Hiring and promotion practices that focused on quotas rather than qualifications have eroded confidence in the institutions themselves, creating a workplace culture where merit took a backseat to ideology. Okay. And so we saw a massive decline in promotions, especially to white straight males in the corporations. Now, as profits faltered and public trust diminished, many companies are now scaling back these initiatives, recognizing that Americans value fairness, hard work, and results over performative virtue signaling. In the broader societal context, the overreach of wokeism has pushed Americans to a breaking point. People are done. They've had it. They're fed up. Concepts like critical race theory, you know, mandatory pronoun policies, right? And cancel culture were championed by the far left, but sparked widespread resentment among ordinary citizens. Who can keep up? She, he, hers, they, pay, say, I mean, they, them. I mean, what are we doing, right? Parents rallied against radical ideologies in schools and at school boards. Employees pushed back against mandatory DEI training, and communities rejected policies that seemed more focused on division than it did on unity. This grassroots resistance has led to a cultural reckoning where Americans are demanding a return to principles that unite rather than divide. And this is exactly what the Biden administration, this is exactly what the Democrats do not want. They do not want a unified America. They do not want a unified electorate. This is what they want. Individual responsibility, freedom of thought, and equality of opportunity for all. That's exactly what they don't want, but that's what we're going to get with the Donald Trump administration. The diminishing influence of wokeism and DEI marks a turning point for American society. While these concepts may have once been presented as paths to progress, their coercive nature and divisive outcomes revealed their true flaws. Republicans see this shift as a sign that the nation is moving back towards its founding ideals, embracing meritocracy, free speech, and the belief that hard work, not identity, should determine one's success. You work hard, you put in the work, you get rewarded. It's just that simple. Now, the overreach to the far left has pushed Americans way too far, likely never to return. And this cultural course correction is paving the way for a brighter, more united future. Good riddance to Michelle Obama. Good riddance to Joe Biden and his crackhead son, okay, and his delusional wife. And good riddance to CRT and DEI. And that, my folks, is the savage truth.
Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. I'm super excited. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.